This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all. Until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, he's going to IL. He has an oblique strain. Timetable, we don't know. He's a mother one, so usually takes from 4 to 6 weeks.
I was Alex Cora yesterday on WEEI Afternoons. Early on in the show, breaking the news that Roman Anthony does indeed have an oblique strain and will be out 4 to 6 weeks, which sounds like, and Anthony sort of confirmed this in a later interview, that he did in a scrum at Fenway Park, that it sounds like it's a grade 2 oblique strain. He wasn't 100% sure on the grade, but he said he thought it was a grade 2.
The regular season's over, and then it's...
Oh, regular season's
over.
It's done.
Then if you... Like, how far are you going into the playoffs? And then even then, what has he been doing? Like, is he ready to go? You're like, hey, it's the ALDS game 5. Like, you're in there, Roman. Like, I think he's just done.
So, the whole thing has been a disaster.
I would agree with Heyman.
The Red Sox were 32-35 before Roman Anthony came up.
Yeah.
So let's say they're playing 500-ish baseball down the stretch without him. That should be enough to make the playoffs. Although all the Rafael Devers truthers out there will say at least they had Devers then.
Yeah. Yeah, no Willie or Abreu, no Roman Anthony. I mean, you are losing a lot of pop.
So he's going to be out for 4 to 6 weeks. 4 weeks would be game 2 of the wild card round. You're shaking your head.
No, I'm shaking my head like you're not going to see him this year, even if the team does well.
6 weeks would be game 3 of the ALCS. Cora, after his interview with WEEI Afternoons, addressed the full media. He said to Roman Anthony to visualize or envision. I forget the exact word he used.
Vision board.
Game 1 of the ALCS. That's what Cora said.
Oh, yeah. So they got to get there.
And I think, so you got to win the wild card round, the divisional round, and then hope
the ALCS.
That he's ready to go in game 1 of the ALCS.
Yeah, you're going to need some kind of magic to pull that off, right? Like, I think that they still make the playoffs without Roman Anthony.
Me too.
And I'm still of the mindset.
I'm feeling worse today than yesterday, though.
Oh, yesterday.
Based on the way they played last night.
Oh, my God.
Just bad vibes city all
first
around.
First inning. Here comes Jordan Hicks.
Like, he's still your guy?
Shut it off. No, Nick, he hasn't been my guy
for
weeks.
You claimed the
premier. Remember how much
he
loved
roster. He's a bum.
Jordan Hicks.
Hicks is awful.
Yeah.
He does throw gas, though. Like, there's something about the gas.
He throws heat.
Those heaters.
Just right over the middle of the plate.
100 miles an hour down the pipe.
Since we're here, Carrabba's had great numbers on Hicks.
On Hicks?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's he got?
Patterson, Hicks. They both suck.
No, that is true.
Was that Justin in D.C.? Nailed it.
Yeah, yeah.
Since July 1st, 122 relievers have made at least 20 appearances. Here's where Hicks ranks.
At 122.
Yeah. Seven!
No, lower. No.
Maybe from the bottom.
Way lower.
In ERA, he's 120th.
He's 120th?
Yeah.
There's two worse relievers than him?
How those guys be?
It's probably your guy, Alcala.
It might be. In whip, 121.
Okay, so he's not the worst whip.
Nope.
Interesting.
In FIP.
Careful.
120.
Okay.
K's per 9. So this is amazing. He has incredible stuff.
Yeah.
K's per 9, he's 103.
He doesn't punch guys out like he should.
Hits per 9, 121. Mm. Opponent batting average against 122. Opponent OPS, 121.
He's awful. He's atrocious.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
He's so bad. And I think they owe
him. I knew he's been bad. I didn't realize. I mean, he's legitimately been just about the worst reliever in baseball.
And they got out of the Devers contract. They're all very excited about that. But this guy, I think, is under contract for 2 more years at $25 million total.
He unfortunately makes some money.
For like next year and the year after, I think.
Yeah, don't love it.
Yeah, he is so bad. So you can't even use him. But seeing him, so you have Bernardino start. He can't start Kyle Harrison because apparently, I think he's not hurt.
Did he have a setback? I don't even
know. It's back and forth.
Between the Diggs apology, fake apology, and then the Harrison. Maybe he's hurt, maybe he's not. I'm confused about the whole thing.
But didn't Cora tell the afternoon show that he's like, yeah, Harrison's like always been available. Yeah basically like he's available. We just haven't gone to him. So your opener can't get out of the first inning. And then Jordan Hicks comes in. Then
they owe Jordan Hicks $12.5 million for the next 2 years.
Yeah, $25 million.
Not total, each.
Yeah,
jeez,
not great.
Yeah, so Steven Matz I think makes that same amount of money, and he's a rental though. But like that's the kind of like they all make more money than Chapman.
Yeah. Matz was bad yesterday, but Matz has been good.
No, but it just sort of added to the point. It was a game that Harrison probably should have started, can't or doesn't, or they don't want him to. And then you see Hicks, and then you see Matz. So it's all like the trade deadline. It's the trade deadline, all in one outing for Craig Breslow. So even though some of the extensions have been great and the offseason was great.
Are you back off the Breslow train over there?
I wasn't on the train. I was admiring it from afar. I was like, hey, nice offseason. Terrible trade deadline.
I like your idea of...
And now Roman Anthony, you got him bailing you out because you weren't relying on this year.
No, I like your theory of Breslow gets to do everything but the trade deadline next year.
Yeah, you're our extension guy.
Yeah.
You're our chief extension officer.
You bring in a trade deadline closer.
Yes.
You go to the bullpen and bring in a trade deadline closer.
Like a Dave Dombrowski type.
Just for a week.
Somebody that worked with Dombrowski who knows how to make trades.
Yeah. He freelances for a week with the Red Sox leading into the trade deadline. I like that. I like that idea.
That's all it is. But no, I think they're still a playoff team, and I still subscribe to the you make the playoffs, you have a chance in baseball, but your chances just went down significantly because Roman Anthony was so freaking good.
Yep.
He was a part of like every time the offense was doing something, it seemed like he either drew a walk and got on base and Bregman knocked him in or he's socking dingers off of Paul Skeens. Like the guy was electric, and he was one of the reasons to watch and listen to the team. And now without him, that stinks.
Twitch chat says,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all. Until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Devers' trade is worse than Mookie. That's insanity. Well, he's not anywhere near as good as Mookie.
Yeah, but you could say the return might be worse because at least Connor Wong's still on the team and Verdugo.
Connor Wong fixed Aroldis Chapman, apparently.
Yes and no.
Yeah.
I mean, you can say, and that is exactly, in fairness, what was written in the Twitch chat. The return is worse. You can say yes and no. It's about what you're subtracting. Like, Devers needed to be off the team. Betts never needed to be off the team.
No. And Betts is a far better player, and I'd rather, I'm not reliving that. I'm just saying, like, they're both historically horrible returns. And the players you got for Devers might be worse than the players you got for Betts, who we already thought were just a disaster.
Yeah, I hated Verdugo.
Actually, you thought Devers was hurting the team. The return is actually hurting the team worse than Devers was.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No, they would have been
Jordan Hicks coming into games and losing games.
Their record with Hicks is way better than it was with Devers.
No, but they should have just cut Devers the point.
Yes.
Like, what you got back.
Positive if they just cut him.
Yeah.
Because basically,
just release him.
Random player would have been better than Hicks. Mm. Based on those numbers, unless you had the one guy that's worse than him, we got to find out who that guy is. Kyle Bearcroft
on the Red Sox.
I don't know how to do that. We'll have to reach out to Carrabas.
Right.
By the way, Cora was asked yesterday on EEI Afternoons how on earth you replace Roman Anthony. Here was his answer.
He's one of our best offensive players, but it sounds harsh, but we have to move on, right? We've got to, put that uniform on today and try to win a game. And we've been through this before, right? Casas and, You know, we traded Rafi. You know, there's been a lot of stuff with this team, and we've been able to keep going. So I expect the group to do the same thing.
Okay. I appreciate the mindset, but I would say those other two aren't really comparable.
Well, Devers, and as much as I'll trash Devers, that's a lot closer than Tristan Casas.
Casas, like, please. Tristan Casas didn't think the young guys should be on the team.
Correct.
And look at how good those guys are. So he was wrong about he also thought Bregman should be at second. So let's forget about Casas. I don't think the players gave one crap that he was done.
No, that's another one.
Have Nathaniel Lowe.
Yeah, that's another one that was addition by subtraction.
I think Devers was pretty surprising. We can ask Hunter Henry how surprising it was. But I think that was to the players. But remember, like, Jaren Duran was like, yeah, that was crazy. I fell asleep.
Yeah.
Like, remember, like, no, he's one of 26, he said. So Roman Anthony, there's just sort of a different kind of, for lack of a better word, kind of vibe around him. Mm-hmm. And the team's winning so much with him, and he's like the leadoff hitter and all this stuff. And so then you take him out, and now, all due respect, because I think he had a nice little RBI yesterday, but they got like Nate Eaton leading off. And you're like, wait, what? So you went from having like two.
It was a lefty. It was a lefty on there.
No,
so
you got to
get Nate Eaton.
I
there,
understand.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's like you have too many guys to start at one point, right? You're like, you have like good players coming off the bench, and now it's like Nate Eaton's your leadoff hitter. That's tough.
Not
to pile on him, but it's just like you go from Roman Anthony to him. That's a big difference.
So borderline worst case scenario, how do the Red Sox replace him? Could have been Christian Campbell. They're deciding not to call him up. They called up Nick Sogard instead, who knocked in a run last night.
All right.
But there you go. We'll get more on this from Rob Bradford of WEEI and Baseball Isn't Boring. I saw he has some nice new apparel there, some new hats that he was handing out.
Oh, he's got new hats?
Yeah, I saw those on socials.
I'll take a lid.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.